A new report by the Mexican government greatly increases the number of people who've gone missing over the past two decades. An estimate last year tabbed the number of Mexicans who had disappeared at 40,000 people. Now the Mexican government estimates more than 61,000 went missing. Just 2 months ago, dozens of bodies were found in hidden graves in the Mexican state of Sonora. KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse is based at our Fronteras Bureau in Hermosillo, the capital city of Sonora, and he joins us now. Murphy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
This report has been in the works for a while. At its core, what purpose does it serve?
So during a press conference yesterday, when the report was formally presented, Subsecretary for Human Rights Alejandro Encinas said its purpose was to provide a detailed account of disappeared people and mass graves in the country. He says that it's the first time that the information had been presented in such an integral way. And the data on disappearances, it goes back all the way to the 1970s during Mexico's Dirty War. And the mass graves data goes back to 2006. And Encinas says that this is really a critical step, a necessary step to achieve truth and justice for victims of these crimes. And we'll get to it a bit later, but it remains very much an ongoing effort.
So certainly the number, as we mentioned, is higher than at least previous estimates. Are there other big takeaway findings for you? And as far as where the data came from?
Yeah, so the national number that you mentioned, the over 61,000 figure that you mentioned, that's the big headline figure. But here in Sonora, it's really the clandestine graves that's the big story. So over roughly the last year period, 873 have been found across Mexico. Nearly 100 of those, I believe 90 is the exact figure, were found in Sonora, and nearly 13% of the 1,100 bodies found in those graves, they were found here, and that's Sonora is a state with about 2% of the country's population. And the grave data goes back to 2006, and it shows that 219 have been found over that 19-year period here in Sonora, and that means that nearly half of the state's total mass graves have been found over just the last year, more or less. There were also reports of nearly 9,200 disappearances since December 2018, a majority of whom remain missing. But just six of those were here in Sonora, which is a seemingly contradictory figure given the scale of the mass graves here. And presenting those numbers, National Searching Commission head Carla Quintana had this to say.
Son datos del horror que tienen detrás de sí muchas historias y narrativas de mucho dolor.
She says it's data of horror, and behind it are many stories of incredible pain. And the data itself is coming from state attorney's offices from across the country, some of which have complied more quickly and fully than others. She says the data can and likely will change as more information comes in from across the country. And Sonora is among those that is still submitting data, according to the report.
And Murphy, what, if anything, do we know about who these people are?
Very little beyond general descriptive statistics. Of those missing over the last year, about three quarters are men, and the vast majority of them are young men and boys between 15 and 39 years old. Similarly, it's mostly girls and young women between 10 and 29. And as to the bodies found in mass graves, we have some insight about the circumstances from data previously obtained by KJZZ. About one of the largest findings here in Sonora. Of the 38 bodies found in a place called Campo 30 near Ciudad Obregón, most died from gunshot wounds to the head as well as some to the chest. For other reporting we're doing on violence in the state, officials have told us that most murder victims here are, well, at least they believe, are somehow involved in illicit activity. But with the vast majority of murders both here and across the country remaining unresolved, it's really hard to say much with certainty.
In the previous reporting you've done, a lot of the discoveries in Sonora and elsewhere have been made by groups of volunteers. A lot of them are women who are obviously passionate about this because they've had their own missing loved ones. How has their work played into either getting better data or having more people learn about it?
So they have played just absolutely central roles. And I think it's worth pointing out that just two of the major findings that such groups were involved in, the Campo 30 finding, which I've already mentioned, as well as an even larger discovery on the outskirts of the popular beach resort of Rocky Point, they account, just those two, they account for the lion's share of the 143 bodies found in the state since December 2018. And the searching is not over. I mean, these groups remain active. There are quite a number of them. And I spoke with a group leader yesterday that says they have every intention to continue searching across the state.
And that is KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse from our Fronteras Bureau in Hermosillo. Murphy, thanks so much. Great reporting. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.